Hello.
Harry Potter! So long as Dobby wanted to meet you, sir. Such an honour it is.
Thank you. Who are you?
Dobby, sir. Just Dobby. Dobby the house elf.
Oh, really? I don't want to be rude or anything, but this isn't a great time for me to have a house elf in my bedroom. Not that I'm not pleased to meet you, but, is there any particular reason you're here?
Oh, yes, sir. Dobby has come to tell you, sir.
It is difficult, sir. Dobby wonders where to begin. Sit down. Sit down. Never. Never, ever. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you or anything.
Offend Dobby? Dobby has never been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal.
You can't have met many decent wizards.
Bad Dobby! Bad Dobby! Don't! What are you doing? Dobby had to punish himself, sir. Dobby almost spoke ill of his family, sir.
Your family?
The wizard family Dobby serves, sir. Dobby is a house elf, bound to serve one house and one family forever.
Do they know you're here?
Oh, no, sir, no. Dobby will have to punish himself most grievously for coming to see you, sir. Dobby will have to shut his ears in the oven door for this. If they ever knew, sir.
But won't they notice if you shut your ears in the oven door?
Dobby doubts it, sir. Dobby is always having to punish himself for something, sir. They let Dobby get on with it, sir. Sometimes they reminds me to do extra punishments.
But why don't you leave? Escape?
A house elf must be set free, sir. And the family will never set Dobby free. Dobby will serve the family until he dies, sir.
And I thought I had it bad staying here for another 4 weeks. This makes the Dursleys sound almost human. Can't anyone help you? Can't I? Please, please be quiet. If the Dursleys hear anything, if they know you're here.
Harry Potter asks if he can help Dobby. Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir, but of your goodness, Dobby never knew.
Whatever you've heard about my greatness is a load of rubbish. I'm not even top of my year at Hogwarts. That's Hermione. She...
Dobby heard tell that Harry Potter met the Dark Lord for a second time, just weeks ago. That Harry Potter escaped yet again. Ah, sir, Harry Potter is valiant and bold. He has braved so many dangers already, but Dobby has come to protect Harry Potter, to warn him, even if he does have to shut his ears in the oven door later. Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts.
What? But I've got to go back. Term starts on September 1st. It's all that's keeping me going. You don't know what it's like here.
I don't belong here. I belong in your world, at Hogwarts. No, no, no. Harry Potter must stay where he is safe. He is too great, too good to lose. If Harry Potter goes back to Hogwarts, he will be in mortal danger. There is a plot, Harry Potter. A plot to make most terrible things happen at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry this year.
What terrible things? Who's plotting them?
All right, you can't tell me, I understand. But why are you warning me?
Hang on. This hasn't anything to do with with you-know-who, has it?
Ah! Dudley must have left his television on again, the little tyke.
Quick, in the closet.
What the devil are you doing? You've just ruined the punchline of my Japanese golfer joke. One more sound, and you'll wish you've never been born, boy.
See what it's like here. See why I've got to go back to Hogwarts? It's the only place I've got. Well, I think I've got friends.
Friends who don't even write to Harry Potter.
Well, I expect they've just been... Wait a minute. How do you know my friends haven't been writing to me?
Harry Potter mustn't be angry with Dobby. Dobby did it for the best.
Have you been stopping my letters?
Dobby has them all here, sir.
Give me my friend's letters.
Tell Petunia that very funny story about those American plumbers, Mr. Mason. She's been dying to hear.
No.
Please. They'll kill me. Harry Potter must say he's not going back to school. Dobby, please, say it, sir.
I can't.
Then Dobby must do it, sir, for Harry Potter's own good.
Just our nephew. Very disturbed. Meeting strangers upsets him, so we keep him upstairs. Read it. Go on, read it.
Dear Mr. Potter, we have received intelligence that a hover charm was used at your place of residence this evening at 9:12. As you know, underage wizards are not permitted to perform spells outside school, and further spell work on your part may lead to expulsion from said school. Decree for the Reasonable Restriction of Underage Sorcery, 1875, paragraph C. We would also ask you to remember that any magical activity that risks notice by members of the non-magical community, muggles, is a serious offence under Section 13 of the International Confederation of Warlocks Statute of Secrecy. Enjoy your holidays. Yours sincerely, Malfolder Hopkirk, Improper Use of Magic Office, Ministry of Magic.
You didn't tell us you weren't allowed to use magic outside school. Forgot to mention it. Slipped your mind, I dare say. Well, I've got news for you, boy. I'm locking you up. You're never going back to that school, never. And if you try and magic yourself out, they'll expel you.